Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In the previous lesson, we saw how WinJS helped us create namespaces and classes, and then also create JavaScript objects that had the special function of observability so that we could bind to the object, and then whenever it changes, we were able to write code that handled the event when it fires for that change. So in this lesson, what we want to do is start off by talking about some other things that WinJS can do. We'll talk about, first of all, how WinJS can help us compose HTML from various sources into a single screen or page, I guess you could say. And I think it's best, I tend to think of when building WinStore apps, I think of them as single page apps, which is quickly becoming all the rage in web development circles. Probably a lot of popular apps that you're using today on the web use this single page app model. And so you can use the same model whenever you're building Windows Store apps. And I think a good place in Microsoft's own documentation is there's two articles I'd recommend. The first one is this Quick Start Adding Page Controls, which is what we're going to do here at the very outset. Then maybe from a higher level to see how it all fits together, taking a look at this other Quick Start using single page navigation. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about what this is at a high level. It basically works like this. The default.html page is loaded first in your app, and then you can begin to load and unload pages into and out of it. So in this case, the default.html has references to, WinJS itself, but then also to references for that are specific to the app. So for example, the default.js and the default.css, right? And then it also has, the body, and we added a div control, which we could keep or get rid of, but it essentially the page itself becomes a container for all the other pages that you load into and out of this default.html using JavaScript and the WinJS. And so when you load these pages into and out of this container, this default.html, you call those pages page controls. And they can have both presentation and behavior. So the presentation obviously is going to be HTML and CSS, and the behavior would be other JavaScript controls. And so we saw that as we navigated through the various folders in our Contoso cookbook app that we created from the grid app template, right? You saw for every page there was an HTML, CSS, and JavaScript file. There's also other kinds of behavior that you can listen for these page controls. For example, in just a moment, we're going to demonstrate how you can execute code that will fire as soon as the page control is loaded into the parent container on the default.html. More about that in just a second here. So what we want to do in our Hello World app is add a new HTML page. It's as simple as that. So we're going to go up to the project, the Hello World project, right click and select Add New Item, and I'm going to select just HTML page. And I'm going to leave the name as page.html, and I'm going to click Add. And I'm going to go ahead and just want to make this extremely simple. I'm going to Control A to select everything and hit Delete on my keyboard. And this is a page control. And I'll save that. Let's jack this up. We'll make it a little bit more interesting later, but let's just get the basics of it working here. So then I'm going to jump back into my default.js, and what I want to do now is write some JavaScript code that will load up this page.html into our default.html page. So to do that, we're going to use another feature of WinJS.UI.pages.render, and this render function will take the URI of the page that we want to load, so page.html. And then also where we want to load it. In this case, we might create a div like we'll do later that'll contain it, and so we can create some Chrome, I guess you'd say, around this area where we want to load these page controls into and out of. But for right now, we're just going to load it into the body. So just append it to whatever's already in the body, just add it to the body. So document dot, whoops, document dot body. All right, so the goal here again is to inject the contents of page.html into our default.html. This render function takes the URI and then where we want to load it into. Behind the scenes, WinJS is going to load up that page.html, create a DOM for it, and then it's going to inject it into the place where we've specified. So let's go ahead and run the app, and if it actually works, we will see this is a page control. So we have our existing content, and then we have appended to it, this is a page control. All right, awesome. So let's do this. It was a very simple case that we just demonstrated here. What if we wanted to, like I suggested earlier, add some logic that we want to associate with the page.html that we're binding to or we're adding to our default.html? And so to do that, what we're going to need to do is go back up here into our example namespace, and we're going to create a new page control this way. My page winjs.ui.pages, and this time we're going to use define instead to define the actual page.html as a page control. And then we're going to do this. Let me start with that. And then I'll explain what this is in just a moment. Let me type here for a minute. And so the same way that we were able to create a class.define here, we're creating a pages.define here. Notice that our class.define took an element in options, and so here as well, one of our, I guess you could call it a constructor. In this case, we're handling this this processed event that will fire up as we're loading our page.html. It also takes an element and options, and here we're just going to process the element. And so what we want to do is take page.html and modify its DOM. We'll style its background to red whenever we are actually in the process of loading this page.html. And so I think it's helpful to understand the processed event. Let me show you another page here. The page control inherits from iPage control members, and you can see the various methods that it supports. This process method, it says it initializes the control after the content of the control is set. So that's what we're getting at. But there are some other things that we can listen for as well on our new page control. Now we need to make one more change to the code that we previously wrote here. Let me just comment this out and then go down below it and do this. Instead of just loading it into document.body, let's go ahead and create a specific container for it. So we'll create an element. The element will simply be a div. And we'll append a child to our body. We'll append this div to our body. And then we'll use the winjs.ui.pages.render once again, but this time we're going to do it a little bit differently. Still loading pages, but we want to load it into, instead of document.body, just into this new div tag that we've added to the body. Okay, so let's save our app and now let's run it. And it would be helpful if I spelled it correctly, page.html, and now let's run it. Okay, so you can see here, we've created a div, we loaded our page control into it, and then we styled the div on load, essentially, whenever the processed event is fired for our page control. All right, very cool. So let's move on from here, and let's change up our page.html now and make it a little bit more interesting. So the first thing that I want to do is just go ahead and delete everything in here. And what we want to do is talk about two more features of WinJS that we're going to use extensively in this series. The first is lists, which are arrays on steroids. Essentially, they're observable. They support change notification, similar to the observable object that we saw in the previous lesson. And then WinJS also gives us the ability to create a list view. So it's one of several personality controls that give our app that Windows design language personality. So the list view comes with standard scrolling, like we saw in the grid app template, selection by, you know, right clicking to create a little check mark and a selection box around a given element, and other features that we'll be using a lot in this series. So first of all, what I want to do, as I've done here, is delete everything in the page, and then we're going to add a new div, and we're going to use this, which we've already used once, data win control. And we're going to say we're going to designate this div tag as a winjs.ui.listview. All right. And so this tells WinJS that we want to treat this div as a list view. When we call process all, it'll replace the div with the functionality defined in that control. And so that's one part of the equation. Let's go back to default.js. And here what we want to do in our model is add another member to the object that's observable. In this case, we're going to create a user's property or field. And this will be essentially an array, or rather, let's make it a special list. Let me type here for a second. And this list will have three objects. And each object will have a name property or field and an age field. So let's go with Bob. And we'll set his age to 43. Steve, and his age will be 42. And then we'll go name Dan, and his age will be 41. Cool. Get rid of that. So what we want to do is bind this array, or this special array on steroids called a list, to that list view that we just created a moment ago in our HTML, in our page.html page. Again, this is observable, an observable JavaScript collection. By observable, we get change notification. So when any member of this list changes, or items are added, or items are removed, and so on, then we can handle an event, and inside of that event, we can update the UI and perform other logic. So we create a winjs.bindable.list, and we added objects to the list, three objects with a name and an age field. All right. So back in our page.html, what we want to do is add another attribute. This time it'll be data win bind. And what are we going to bind to? Win control. I'll explain that in just a moment. Item data source. And here we want to bind to the users dot data source. Okay. So this requires a little explanation. What is this win control part? It's simply a reference to the control itself, all right? So the entire list view. And list view, if we were to look it up in the MSDN documentation, it has an item data source property. And that's what will help us determine the content that we'll be binding to in this list view, all right? And so we set it to the model's user member, which recall is our list, our essentially array on steroids. How does it know that we should be using the model? It doesn't. We need to set that in the processed function. So let's go look back and see, do we already have that code? Yeah, remember what we did here? We're telling, oh wait, this isn't what we want to bind to. What we need to do is go back up to this processed function, and whenever that happens, we want to call winjs, because again, we're not binding default.html at this point, we're binding on page.html. So binding.processAll, the element that's passed in And we're saying bind that to example.model. Okay. So again, so this only works for default.html. We're loading a new page in, and so when we load that page in, when it's processed, then we want to bind it as well to whatever element that we're working with. Which element is it? It's going to be this div control that was constructed here. And we're going to bind anything inside of that to example.model. And we said inside of example.model, we want to bind to the users, and we want to bind specifically to its data. So we call its data source member. Okay? And so now we should run it, and hopefully it'll all come together, and it does. So it's not a very pretty list view control, but it does have all the features. So I can right click and I can select and deselect values. And if there were enough of them, we would see them fill up and we'd have scrolling features. And, you know, it has the touch first personality built into it. All right. So the next thing that we need to do is really style it to make it look more like what we've come accustomed to with list view controls. So WinJS also provides us with a way to create templates for the personality controls like the list view. And templates are just another type of control. Controls are simply functions. Those functions take elements. So we're going to set the data win control to js.binding.template. So above this, what we're going to do is create a template, and we'll create it called my class equals my template, and the data win control, we're going to set that equal to winjs.binding.template. So we are saying this type of div, we want it converted into a template, and each instance of the template will have the following. We'll print out the name and the age. And so to make it dynamic, so here we're binding two spans, and we're setting their text content property, which is just a DOM property of span, to the name and the age field of our data source. In this case, our item data source is each of the individual objects in the user's list. All right. So now we have this template, and each item in our users collection will get stamped out with one of these my item divs, including a name and an age. So let's style this my item up a little bit, and to do that we're going to go to the default.css, and right here under the body we'll go the my item, and here we'll go width is 200 pixels, the height is 100 pixels, and we'll set the background color like they did originally to dark gray, and then the padding around it, we'll just give that 10 pixels all around, okay? And one more thing we need to do now, we have a template and we have a list view. And we need to say whenever we need the template for each individual item, we need to kind of wire that up so that we use this inside of here. And to do that, so we'll set data win options equals, all right, and inside of this, we'll set the item template, and we'll say select my template. So this simple select will do a tree traversal, which will find the my template div. And so we're saying use that for each individual item as a template for that will bind to each item. Okay. So let's go ahead and save it and then run it. Awesome. So now we have something that looks a little bit more like the list views that we're accustomed to. So we can still select, and they're large enough for our fingers to touch them. So let's work on adding dynamically more items to the list, which in theory should then automatically update our list view control. So to do that, what we want to do is go back into our page.html, and we're just going to add a button. And we'll call it add. And then in our default.js, back in the processed event handler, we're going to wire up another event handler. And let's go ahead and just get rid of this background equals red. And here what we want to do is handle the on click for our add button. So whenever somebody clicks, we want to use our example.model.users, and we're going to add a new item. And to do that, we'll use the push function. And what we'll push is a new object, and we'll just I'll go back and do this in a second here. We'll just keep adding items with a new value of I, so this will increment it, and we'll use that. And let's define I way here at the very top and set it equal to 0. So now when we do that, let's run it. And every time we click the add button, that event handler we just created should fire. And notice what happens. Items added to the list in turn are added to the list view. That's because the list is observable, and that change notification fires up to update the items in the list view. And notice that when items come in, they do so with that Windows personality. If you slowed down the video, you could watch it kind of grow from nothing and from transparent to more opaque. Awesome. So they come in animated. So the last thing that I think I want to do here is show you how we can use WinJS to create an app bar. And we're going to do this in another lesson, but it's just so simple. And they did this in the original presentation. It should help you again get a feel for what WinJS is doing for us. So let's go ahead and go to our default.html page this time. And under our first div, let's add this code. All right, so the app bar is just another one of the Windows personality controls. And inside of the app bar, you'll have a series of buttons. And so we define them as app bar commands. And so, again, just to reinforce this idea, whenever we call winjs.ui.processAll, it's going to look through our entire HTML page and replace anything with this data win control and make instances of classes that we've created or that are defined inside of the WinJS. So the WinJS has all of these personality controls like the list view and the app bar and others. And so we're merely adding that to our app. And we're setting options for the app bar command button using one of like 250 or I don't know, 500 different little icons that are available. So this add is just an enumeration. And I'll tell you when we get later in the series where you can find a list of these. We'll give it a label, we'll give it a tooltip, and then what section we want, whether on the left or the right-hand side. All right, so let's go ahead and run it as it is right now. And I'm going to right-click, and you can see that our app bar pops up. We have an add button with a little plus symbol. That's because we use the add icon. It has the word add underneath it because we set the label. It has this tooltip of add a robot to your army that we set, and it's on the right-hand side because we set its section as global. All right, but it doesn't really do anything just yet. I can click it and nothing happens. So let's change this. And to do that, what we're going to do is remove from our page.html, we'll get rid of this button. And in our default.js, we're going to take that code that we wrote, this code right here. We'll cut it out of the processed and we'll stick it down here so that we are wiring up for this add button. So I change it from a class selector to an ID selector because, whoops, we gave the button's ID, set it equal to add. All right, so we're gonna access it there. And then the other thing that we need to do is change. No longer are we working with the element that's passed into the processed function. We need to just do a query selector on document.body. All right. And hopefully if everything is correct, we can right click, click add. And so that's how easy it is to add an app bar to work with the various controls that are available all to us through WinJS. Okay, so again, the original talk that I referenced by Chris Anderson goes way beyond what I've done here. But just to recap what we saw from this little demo, this small portion of their larger demonstration, we saw the power of WinJS. It gives us the core features for creating namespaces and classes, and it gives us some DOM traversal ability, and it gives us observable objects and observable lists. It provides data binding of those lists to various elements on our HTML page, and it provides us what we've been calling Windows personality controls, this list view, the app bar, and so forth. And WinJS does all this simply with JavaScript and CSS. We don't have to use any of this. Remember, this is just a library that we're borrowing from here. And we could use different JavaScript libraries. But in this series, we want to become even more familiar with how to leverage this WinJS into creating apps that look and feel great in Windows 8. All right, so now we're ready to get back into the Contoso Cookbook, and we'll do that in the next lesson. See you there. Thank you. Thank you.